أنا إن سألت القوم عني من أنا، أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا.
Strengthening one's inner and outer self, developing a sophisticated Islamic personality and becoming a better Muslim. This is the Nafsiyya Reflections.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to another episode of Nafsiyya Reflections. The little things. Sound familiar? Well, maybe not the alarm clock shattering against the wall. But most of us have had mornings start off like that. We don't want to get up. We don't want to get out of our comfortable beds. We may not even want our day to start. Some days can be like that. Do we stay in bed though? No, we get up. Maybe 20 minutes later, but we get up. And as soon as we get up, we start running to get ready so that we aren't late. We jump into the shower, hectically look through the closet, get dressed, skip breakfast, because who has time for that now, get into our car, and run to catch the bus, or get our kids out the door, feeling guilty, of course, after yelling at them to get moving. Sound familiar? For those of us who go to work, we may be stuck in traffic now. Irritated, looking at the clock, we turn on the Quran. Maybe that will calm us down, as we look at the long line of cars ahead of us. And as soon as we walk into the office, our coworker may greet us with a smile. Good morning. And we're thinking, Astaghfirullah al-Azim, good morning. I haven't even had coffee yet. The little things. See, the little tiny things we do on a daily basis have the biggest impact on our lives. It is the little things we do each and every day that change the trajectory, the direction of our future, and in the end, the outcome of our lives in the Akhirah. It is what creates our patterns of emotions. For the little things we do every day set us up for success or failure, in which has a direct impact on how we feel about ourselves, and how we perceive ourselves has a direct impact on our goals, our vision for the future of ourselves and others, which impacts society in general. Now let's try this again. Bismillah, we say the morning dhikr. After all, we aren't waking up anxious trying to get out of the door. We take a shower, get dressed in the clothes we prepared the night before, make our coffee, grab a quick breakfast, and head out the door. Or we may have gotten the kids ready for school, laughed with them a bit, and led them on their way. Getting in the car, we turn on Quran, listening to it with khushu', making our way to work. Moving slowly in morning traffic? Yeah, but we still have time. We are still pretty calm. Walking into the office, good morning, says our co-worker. Sure is, alhamdulillah, we reply with enthusiasm. The little things. A world of a difference on us, as individuals, and those around us. We look at the world today, at our ummah. It seems to be in a slumber, unconscious, having no responsibility whatsoever, living day by day without a true purpose, lost in the little things, in worldly ambitions, lured by the temptations of dunya, drowning, senseless to what is actually happening in it, to it, and around it. See, we as dawah carriers specifically, and as Muslims in general, have an obligation towards not only the ummah, but the whole world. And we have not sent you except comprehensively to mankind, as a bringer of good tidings and a warner. Surah Saba, Ayah 28. We have on our shoulders the obligations of not only pushing away the evil that has befallen our ummah and protecting it, but carrying Islam to the world. And that is a grave responsibility in which we will be held accountable for on the day of resurrection, the day of Qiyamah, the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us about everything we did or didn't do, the big things and the little things. For yes, it is a heavy burden to carry. It is a responsibility that needs to be held with steadfastness, persistence, relentlessness, and determination to invest all our time and energy in becoming the best versions of ourselves as dawah carriers, and it is 10 times harder when you don't get the little things right. It will pull you back and slow you down. And taking responsibility and implementing small daily habits, setting goals, and forcing ourselves into what makes us uncomfortable will wake up our ummah once again, hand in hand, shoulder to shoulder, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the ummah the place it deserves. He subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it the power to change the world as we carry its light through it and save humanity from the abandoned, miserable state it is living in. But we must start and keep pushing through. وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. And Allah will surely support those who support Him. Indeed, Allah is powerful and exalted in might. Surah Al-Hajj, Ayah 40. Jazakumullahu khairan for joining us. May Allah help us perfect our daily habits as we may carry His subhanahu wa ta'ala's message with full force. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.